DiscerningHearts.com presents Building the Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. Monsignor Essef is a priest of the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has served as a retreat director and confessor to St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Monsignor Essef encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived in areas around the world, serving in the Pontifical Missions, a Catholic organization established by St. Pope John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. He continues to serve as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, sisters, and seminarians, and other religious leaders. Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. I'm your host, Chris McGregor.
Today is Jesus in Palm Sunday, and the feast day known for years and years in the church as the celebration of the Annunciation to Mary. It's March the 25th. This is a great and marvelous celebration that Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, comes down to Mary of Nazareth. And the Father, God the Father, asks her to be his son. Jesus is the Son of the Living God. He was conceived in her womb by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit, in hovering over Mary, she conceived, and that overshadowing Jesus in her womb. We have his celebration of his birthday 9 months later, December the 25th, one of the greatest feasts of our Catholic calendar. Today, it happens that very same day that we celebrate Palm Sunday, on the very same day that we celebrate the Annunciation. Jesus, when he is presented in the temple by Mary and Joseph, at his birth, Mary is told that a sword is going to pierce your heart. This week, we unfold for the Catholics and the Christians all over the world this holiest of all weeks, beginning with his kingship. He is being hailed as the Lord and King. Hosanna in the highest, the children sing, as he comes into Jerusalem in the fickleness of human nature. 5 days later, that same crowd crucifies him on Calvary. From the first of the week to Friday, he is held on the cross after he has been held up high. Hosanna to the Son of David. The human fickleness and mankind in honoring him as king and crucifying him on Good Friday, so that we now are celebrating these events during this coming Holy Week of Jesus, who is announced to be the Son of the Living God, is going to lay down his life for us. That same magnificent teaching is caught by St. Paul in the second reading of today's Mass. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Coming in human likeness, he not only do we realize the humility of the incarnation, God became a human being. For all of us who are going to carry palm today, on this Palm Sunday, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in every way in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The humility of God, who became a human for our salvation, who not only became a human being, but this week, in the unfolding of the events of the life of Jesus, the Son of God. Now, Jesus is not just another great human being. He is not to be compared with Muhammad. He is not to be compared with Moses. He is not to be compared with any other human. Jesus is either the Son of God or he is nothing. Because he is the Son of the living God, we want to really continue. Rather, because of this, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in the heavens. In the heavens, all of the angels kneel to Jesus Christ. On the earth, and I would really suggest that if you are a bishop or a priest or a layperson, whoever you may be, and you call yourself Christian, and you are going to hold a piece of palm, that you today should really think of and make sure that you are in the state of the grace which he came to bring you. What is the state of grace? That you have gone to confession. Every single person who calls himself Christian should be in the state of grace. That is, that you have lived in union with that life of Jesus. Why? Because it's not only that he said, I am the Son of God who became human, but rather you as a baptized Christian have the opportunity to again bring yourself to holiness and greatness this Holy Week by your union with Jesus Christ in grace. And any of us who have been in sin, what an important opportunity we have here to go to confession. All of us have sinned. At Mass today, we all will say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault, in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. If you truly are a Catholic and a Christian, you would want to go to confession. How important that is. And all of us have a tendency to sinfulness in every human being. Since he has become a human like us, he has made each of us, through our baptism, we have been joined to the living God. Every baptized Christian is united with Jesus Christ in grace. That holiness is to radiate through us. Each of us during this time of this Holy Week has the opportunity to become one with Jesus Christ. At Mass today, one of the things I will say over the bread is, this is my body. I don't say, this is Jesus' body. Listen, priest of God, you are Jesus in the world today. So holy are you. You say over the cup, this is my blood. You are one with Jesus Christ. That unity that you have you gone to confession? Every single married person, every single married couple have the opportunity to be in grace. by their marriage vows. In the sacrament of matrimony, if you are both Christian, Christ is in you, and you can have a capacity to love your wife and your children and everyone you meet as Jesus does. You have the same capacity as a wife. Through your sacrament of matrimony, you can love your husband as Christ does. As Christ has loved the church, so you can love your husband because he is a member of that body. And the one great love, the exclusive unity that you have with each other, the tenderness and the love that you display, you could be Christ to one another, as well as being Christ to your children. The power that you have within you to be Christ to your family. You can bless them. You can love them. You can be Christ in the midst. And how often we have a tendency to become angry, to become resentful, to become unforgiving, whatever that might be among brothers and sisters. How important it is for this Holy Week, for our families to be holy, for our parishes to be holy, for our diocese to be holy, for the church to be holy. This could be the greatest and the most important Holy Week that we have ever celebrated, because we have that potential through Him, so that each one of us can radiate Christ in the world, throughout the entire world. Jesus, this Holy Week, can be incarnate through His church in the world. Take your palm today, and as you go to Mass, this is my body, this is my blood. When you receive Holy Communion today as a single person, when you go to Mass and you are going to receive the body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of Jesus Christ into your body, you are holy. You can become holy through Him and with Him and in Him. As all of the Masses today, we sing amen to this. Through Him and with Him and in Him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Christ on earth today, in this Palm Sunday Mass, who has become the Son of God, who has become human here on earth, glorifying His Father. The parish that we live in can echo and resound here on earth the glory and the power of God. What happens in the celebration of the Eucharist? That very same event. Not just on Palm Sunday, but every single day of the year. And we are going to highlight that this week. What is that? That Jesus suffered on the cross. That Jesus died on the cross. And that Jesus rose again from the grave, that the suffering, the death, and the resurrection takes place. When the priest steps back at Mass today, he says, Mysterium Fidei, the mystery of faith. And we sing that through Him that we have celebrated these mysteries here in the face of the whole community, that Jesus Christ has suffered, has died, and we celebrate His death and resurrection until He comes again here on earth. This particular Holy Week, we are celebrating on earth what they have celebrated and are celebrating in heaven. All glory and honor and praise in union with our head here on earth. All the honor and praise that the saints and the angels are giving to our heavenly King. And if we are in sin, we are dead. We are out of that unity that unites us with Him. How important it is that we all, when we hold that palm, are truly celebrating the glory and the magnificence that is in us to celebrate, and through us and with us to praise and honor God in heaven. A confession by every single Catholic is important. A prayer, the prayer that is being celebrated here on earth, is not only being celebrated in the Eucharist, that is the mystery of the Paschal Feast. The Paschal of the Paschal Feast that is celebrated on the altar this coming Holy Week through the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Christ is being celebrated in the heart and in the life of every Christian. Jesus is suffering in the heart of you as a 7 and 8 year old. Jesus is suffering and dying and rising in you as a teenager. Jesus is suffering and dying and rising in you as a married person, as a priest, as a seminarian, as a religious. God is being glorified in you and through you and with you. When we read the Passion today, some of us have really suffered betrayal. Some of us in the church today, you have been kissed by your Judas, and that Judas was the one who betrayed you, just like Jesus. The love that's in your heart to forgive that man that divorced you, that said he would be true to you, you have a capacity to love him and to forgive him when he left you and the children. The love that there is in your heart for one who has ridiculed you and made fun of you. When Jesus was carrying his cross, he was being ridiculed. If you look at your crucifix, you will see that around his body is a loincloth. When Jesus at the 10th station was torn of his clothes and stripped of his garments before he was nailed, Jesus was on the cross naked. That's what we celebrate today. Listen to it. It's in the Gospels. They not only killed him, they ridiculed him, they insulted him, they humiliated him. So if you're a black man and you hate whites because you think they're ridiculing you, you have to love, because if you're a Christian, you can love as he loved. You have a power in you to love. If you're a Mexican or whatever you may be, and you've been ridiculed in the schoolyard as an 8-year-old, and they made fun of you, the way you talk or the way you dress, that's Jesus in you. Jesus in us is being suffering, ridiculed, insulted, spit upon. I know some nuns who work in Yemen, and what they do for their good works and is people spit on them, and they still love. That capacity to love is in every single Catholic, is in every single Christian. Religious have a power. We have a power, all of us, ordained, single, baptized, every single one of us have a tremendous power to love as Jesus loves. The Paschal mystery is still being celebrated. The Mysterium Fidei, Christ is suffering, Christ is dying, Christ is rising in the church today. Finally, we have a capacity on earth today to pray. The power that is in us, as we celebrate our union today at the liturgy, and when we hold our palm at Mass, and we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is it being done in me? Am I glorifying God on earth in me? You know, Palm Sunday is a high holy day for us. This week is an unfolding of great and wonderful days as you hold your palm and read the scriptures of the Gospel of Mark and the suffering and death of Jesus Christ. And as we celebrate this next Sunday, his resurrection, his suffering, his dying, and his rising. These are our feast days. Not just Jesus when he died in the year 33 and rose from the dead in the year 33. Thank you, Jesus, for your living those events. Holy Spirit, you are so in love with us that you, at our baptism, came into each of us. When you came unto us and over us, and the waters of baptism united each of us with the head, Christ. And Paul has that he who left heaven and came to earth and became a human like us. We that day are united from earth, and we are united to heaven. I, as a Catholic Christian, am Jesus here on earth. I have been baptized and united with him. I have specifically, uniquely, irrepeatably been made one with him. As the Father loves Jesus, so he loves me. As the Father has sent Jesus by the power of the Spirit to bring life to the world, so he has sent me. As God has baptized you, each and every one of us, babies, children, parents, single, old and young, nursing home people, all of us, we are the body of Christ here on earth. We are Christ here on earth. As he who is the Son of God became a human by the incarnation, and that we celebrate on March the 25th, what a magnificent day. God became a man today, the Annunciation to Mary. And she conceived of Jesus in her womb through his suffering, death, and resurrection. And his going back to heaven and being seated at the right hand of the Father and sending that same Holy Spirit upon the apostles. And as they began the church, they themselves were transformed into Christ. Peter becomes Jesus in the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen becomes Jesus as a deacon. They all became Jesus on Pentecost by baptism. So in fast forwarding, all of us in this 21st century, as we hold our palm, we are Christ in the world today. If the world is going to be evangelized, He's going to be evangelized and saved through Jesus Christ, who is in us and with us and lives through us here in today's world. Today is a glorious day. It's Palm Sunday. It's the beginning of Holy Week. I encourage every Catholic to get yourself into the state of grace by going to confession. When you say at Mass today, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned, how important it is that your thoughts become one with Jesus, that your words are His holy words, not your curses or any of those exclamations, that your hearts and your actions and all those things that you omitted doing that you want to do in Him and through Him and can with Him. Even brushing your teeth can be divine. Taking your shower this morning, driving and your family to have breakfast after Mass. All these things can be divine because Christ is in us and we are in Him. Our whole lives can be transformed and made into one with Him who is in us. The world needs Jesus. He is the greatest, and He is in us, and He has given each of us the potential to be one with Him. Through Him and with Him and in Him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever, as you hold your palm today and you glorify God here on earth. This is going to be the greatest Palm Sunday, the greatest March the 25th of your whole life. God bless.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essiff. To hear and or to download this program, along with hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com and join us next time for Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essiff.